2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Thursday, January 20th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City, still stuck in the smog, though, and 31 degrees.
Crews clearing a crash downtown on 500 West. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
High on the Hill, 2022.
A proposed bill that would bring ranked choice voting to elections statewide. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris reports.
Several Utah cities used ranked choice voting during last November's election. But if the bill sponsored by Republican Representative Mike Winter passes, ranked choice voting would be used statewide in every primary or general election with multiple candidates.
The people of Utah want greater access and to exercise their democracy. And ranked choice voting does that. Ranked choice voting empowers a voter to not just pick their first choice, but to pick if for some reason their first choice doesn't win, who's their second and who's their third. And people who do it love it.
Winter says ranked choice voting was very successful in the cities that tried it out during a pilot program. Some county clerks have said a problem with the system is ballots are significantly bigger. Winter says they're still figuring out some details with the lieutenant governor's office. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding today after a failed attempt to pass voting rights legislation in the Senate.
There's no question last night was a disappointment. I support what the president said. He's disappointed but not deterred. We will continue the work.
The speaker says she's proud of the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer for guiding the party. Other national stories we are following this hour. Investigation into the sex abuse scandal within the Catholic Church now says the former Pope Benedict failed to act on allegations.
A report into child sex abuse in the Catholic Church says former Pope Benedict knew about abuse and failed to take action when he was Archbishop of Munich. I'm ABC's Megan Williams in Rome. The inquest into the German Catholic Church has found that Pope Benedict, then called Joseph Ratzinger, was told about the facts of four separate cases of child sexual abuse and that he allowed the alleged perpetrators to remain active in church roles. Two of the cases of abuse, the report says, were committed during Ratzinger's tenure as Archbishop of Munich. The report was commissioned by the church itself and carried out by a Munich law firm that investigated allegations in the Archdiocese of Munich and Freising from 1945 to 2019. The 95-year-old Ratzinger, who's been living in the Vatican since resigning as Pope in 2013, has previously denied he knew of the abuse. A Vatican statement released this morning that did not mention Benedict said the Holy See would evaluate the full report and expressed a, quote, sense of shame and remorse for the abuse of minors by clergy and confirmed its path to protect the little ones. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
President Biden is clarifying the U.S. stance on Russia. There has been some confusion following a comment that he made yesterday about the possibility of a minor incursion by Russia into the Ukraine.
I've been absolutely clear with President Putin. He has no misunderstanding. If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion.
The president went on to say that if President Putin makes the choice to invade, that Russia will pay, that Ukraine, rather, will pay. Excuse me. Russia will pay a heavy price. Search and rescue crews have finished their search for an overdue skier in Grizzly Gulch after finding him deceased. Crews began their search last night in the area near Alta Ski Resort. They are now working to bring the person down the mountain as they investigate.
Several bills on Utah's Capitol Hill would cut Utah's current income tax rate of 4.95%. Senate Republican leaders now say the rate cut down to 4.85% would equal about the amount that they have set aside for tax cuts.
And this could be a bit of a bubble because of all the federal stimulus money. So let's be careful and thoughtful. If we can take it down some this year and provide some relief for taxpayers, that's good. But let's be measured.
The majority whip and Milner, but Democratic leaders say that's because the state surplus might be a bubble. They are worried about a broad income tax cut. They are calling to get rid of the sales tax on food. If you can hold your breath for one more day, the inversion that's trapped the polluted air in the valleys of the Wasatch Front will be easing up with the storm that's moving in. But KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says the relief won't last long.
The monitoring stations that make up the KSL Air Quality Network show orange conditions, unhealthy for sensitive groups in many stations, especially on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley and in Utah County this morning. KSL-TV's Grant Wayman says there is some relief on the way.
Thankfully, it looks like just one more day of the super thick smog, and that's going to be today. We do have a storm coming in tomorrow that brings in some scattered snow showers, minimal accumulation.
After the storm passes through, those stagnant air conditions are expected to return next week. You can check the air monitoring stations near you by going to weather.ksl.com and clicking on the KSL Air Quality Network. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
Associate Chief Justice Thomas Rex Lee is stepping down from the Utah Supreme Court. Senator Mike Lee, his brother, just released a statement on this change, calling Justice Lee a model jurist with unparalleled commitment to excellence over the past 12 years that he has served on the court. Justice Lee says he expects to step down on July 31st. Coming up on KSL. Doctors are investigating another long COVID symptom in kids, fussy eating. And a look at your new time drive.
We do have an accident downtown, 500 West at 200 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Dave. You can pay for the entire free UTA with a third of the grocery tax. You get it.
I do like free UTA. Also doing away with the grocery tax. I want to know.
Weekdays 9 till noon.
On KSL News Radio.
I phoned my dad. It's the 1980s. Guess where I'm standing?
Where?
On your front porch. I was on my brick phone at 40 cents a minute using up my 1 hour battery. Back then we installed 80% efficient furnaces, 10 SEER ACs, faucets leak, disposals jammed, but new technology changed the game. Welcome new dripless faucets. Welcome furnaces over 95% efficient and ACs using 70% less electricity. Then solar panels changed the game again, producing enough power to charge an electric car, run a house, and send excess power to your neighbors. I'll make it easy for you to enjoy today's updated technology with big discounts. Update today with our discounts, huge rebates, and easy financing OAC. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
What exactly is SRE.com? Well, imagine financing your new home purchase for 15 years fixed for as little as 1.55% APR. That's SRE.com. Imagine refinancing the home you and your family have lived in right now for 15 years fixed for as little as 1.55% APR. That's SRE.com. Imagine receiving a 20% rebate on the commissions paid to the lenders. That's SRE.com. Imagine being able to pay your mortgage every month knowing you have this competitive rate. That, my friend, is SRE.com.
Now, quit imagining what you can do with all that extra money and get online right now to SRE.com and work with a real, honest-to-goodness human being. There you'll find the help that you need to get that mortgage that you want for as little as, you guessed it, just 1.55% APR. This isn't a variable rate. It's a fixed rate. We can't say it any straighter than that. This is SRE.com. Actual rates based on credit and availability.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. A proposed bill that would bring ranked choice voting to elections statewide is being considered on Utah's Capitol Hill. We will continue to follow that for you and let you know the latest developments. Parents are noticing a weird phenomenon with kids who have recovered from COVID. Some, but not all, are suddenly very picky eaters.
Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
One study has found that about half of all COVID patients have some loss of smell. For most, that sense does come back. But it could explain why some children lose their appetites.
Kids are kids. They won't eat if it doesn't taste good. And if you don't have your sense of smell, you lose the sense of taste.
Dr. Fahmy Farah says
it's very difficult for a parent to convince them to eat healthy, nutritious food.
Pediatricians are concerned that loss of taste and smell, coupled with the isolation and added stress of the pandemic, may leave some kids and adolescents with eating disorders. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Scientists studying the Omicron variant are seeing a possible light at the end of the tunnel.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is predicting most of the U.S. we pass this Omicron surge by mid-February. The curve already pointing downward and the seven-day average of daily COVID cases per million. Still, hospitalizations remain at a pandemic high with nearly 160,000 Americans currently receiving care.
That is ABC's Whit Johnson reporting. Emirates Airlines is resuming flights to the U.S. after 5G concerns. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
The Dubai-based airline Emirates announcing it will resume all flights to the U.S. on Friday and Saturday after canceling several routes due to security concerns over the rollout of 5G. AT&T and Verizon announced Wednesday they'll delay deploying 5G near some airports. The FAA warning the next-gen internet service could tamper with technology that Boeing 777s use to land in bad weather. That aircraft is used by Emirates and other carriers. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are looking for an accident called out in Clearfield, northbound I-15 on the exit ramp at 700 South. Now, I'm not seeing it, and we're certainly not seeing any kind of delays. It is likely moved out of traffic. Something to watch for if you're traveling through Davis County. Salt Lake City PD wrapping up a crash at 200 South, 500 West. We also had an accident on Highway 111, possible injuries at 6200 South, and the final clearing of a crash in Murray, 9th East, just south of 5300 South. Their name is changing, but their commitment is not. Find out more at youfirstcu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Could be a light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to the smog. Let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
A lot of clouds today, smoggy again near 40, but snow showers tomorrow morning. And colder temperatures here should help to clear the air. 39 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, smoggy, sunshine, 34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, Dr. Angela Dunn weighs in as the Utah legislature looks at ending the county's mask mandate that she ordered. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Have you heard about the huge clearance sale at Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo?
Deep discounts on Bernina machines now until January 22nd.
Burnett Swiss Design Machines start at only $199, and Bernina machines, even the all-new Bernina Crystal Edition, $880 and $790, are on sale.
But they're almost gone. This is your last chance.
How about 60 months no interest on select Bernina machines?
Special prices on Bernina L-Series sergers and Juki sergers.
Amazing bargains on previously owned demo machines that come with warranties.
And for this sale only, buy three and get one free on certain embroidery threads.
It's time to buy a better machine and get a Bernina. From everyday sewing tasks to artistic designs, count on Dave's Bernina. In business since 1960. 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo. Come in and save.
Information at davesbernina.com.
Refinancing your home mortgage can be a real pain if you're not working with a lender that knows the business and can close your loan in 12 to 22 days. Now the question is, who does that almost every single time? Loans by Rick. Rick and his team will keep you out of the mortgage jungle and get you a low rate too. Here's how you start the process. All you need to do is click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Rates are still near historic lows, which means big savings, but maybe you need some cash back to pay bills, taxes, or credit card debt. Or maybe it's time to get cash back to remodel your kitchen and bathroom. With rates so low, you can get cash back and lower your monthly payment, too. Rick will give you the personalized service that fits your situation, and he'll set your loan up so you don't have to bring any money to closing. When you work with Rick, you can stay focused on your life while Rick stays focused on your loan. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE.
Vintage Lending, NMLS 287-106, or Rick Kirshen Loan, NMLS 241-179, are equal housing lenders. Interest rates mentioned are not APR rates. Some restrictions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
lawmakers are considering a bill that would bring ranked choice voting to elections statewide. It would be used in every primary or general election that has multiple candidates. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, the air quality is still in the unhealthy category today, but a snowstorm is on the way that could improve things just in time for the weekend. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Just not seeing that accident called out in Clearfield on the exit ramp from northbound I-15, 700 south. But we do have a report of a crash at Highway 111 and 6200 south 1 as well. Downtown, 200 south, 500 west. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of cloud, smoggy today near 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
34 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A day after the Supreme Court ruled former President Trump's White House communications did not fall under executive privilege on January 6, clearing the path for him to turn over documents to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6 attack. Now Ivanka Trump has been requested to appear before the committee, asking the daughter and former advisor to then President Trump cooperate, including her communications with him. A spokesperson for Ivanka in a statement says she's just learned of the committee's letter and added she did not speak at the rally on January 6 and tweeted out that the violence must stop immediately. In that same tweet, later deleted, Trump began by calling the rioters American patriots. President Biden clarifying comments yesterday that suggested there would be a smaller response to the possibility of a, quote, minor incursion by Russia into Ukraine. The president today says any further aggression constitutes an invasion.
It will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I've discussed in detail with our allies, as well as laid out very clearly for President Putin.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Berlin today ahead of high-level talks with his Russian counterpart in Switzerland tomorrow says U.S. allies are aligned.
Even as we're relentless in pursuing this diplomatic path, we'll continue to make very clear that if Moscow chooses the path of further aggression, we will impose swift and massive costs.
Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, now asking for a new trial.
In a letter to the judge, Ghislaine Maxwell's attorneys said they filed a motion for a new trial under seal. It's based on post-verdict statements to the press by two jurors who said they disclosed their experience with sexual abuse during deliberations and may have influenced the trial's outcome. Federal prosecutors have 2 weeks to respond. Maxwell was convicted of serving up minors for Jeffrey Epstein to abuse.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. As COVID cases surged, jobless claims rose to 286,000 last week, the highest since October. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. There's an ongoing battle between the state legislature and the county council over the mask mandate in Salt Lake County. Salt Lake County Health Department Dr. Angela Dunn joined David Dujanovic this morning saying they have been watching the COVID data carefully for months before putting the mandate in place.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating part because as a health officer, we like to prevent cases from skyrocketing, but my county council wanted to see the data first. And so, you know, throughout the winter holiday season, I was keeping them on top of what's going on in Salt Lake County with our cases and our hospitalizations. And And then they felt prepared to pull the trigger on a mask mandate to prevent further hospitalizations and disruption of our essential services. And so we came together as a county to decide what's best for our residents, and now we're fighting with the state legislature, which again is unfortunate but not unexpected.
Dunn says masks might not solve everything, but they are an important step for the community.
Some studies show with Omicron it can prevent 50-75% of chance of you getting infected. And while that's not 100%, when our hospitals are full, when our essential services are at risk for not continuing, when restaurants are closing down because they don't have enough staff due to COVID, I think it's worth wearing a mask in the short term to keep our society running and our economy open and our hospitals functioning.
The Utah House Majority Caucus has said that they don't think mask mandates are the answer. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Let's check your drive. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
It's looking nice and quiet on the Valley freeways. Not seeing any accidents and certainly no delays. Traffic rolling along. And that does include I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. We have had some other issues, though. A crash in the cleanup stages, Highway 111 at 6200 South. John Holliday from Season 19 of NBC's The Voice headlines a colorful cast in Utah Opera's production of Flight. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hopefully we're going to get a break from this awful smog. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
40 cloud cover and smoggy again for today. Snow showers tomorrow, though, with a high of 39 and some better air by tomorrow afternoon, and then better air for the weekend, too. Partly cloudy, 37 on Saturday. We're up to 39 with sunshine on Sunday, near 40. Partly cloudy Monday, more of the same Tuesday, Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies, near 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. It looks like the major indices are taking back some of their losses from earlier in the week. A lot of positive numbers. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
If you've ever set New Year's resolutions before, you know how difficult it is to follow through because you have to wait to see the results. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and in honor of your New Year, New You resolutions, Any Hour Services is having our New Year, New System sale. From now until February 28th, Any Hour Services will give you $2,022 off any new furnace and air conditioner you buy, and you don't have to wait to save the money. You get $2,022 off at the time of purchase. The only thing you have to do to qualify for our New Year, New System sale is call Any Hour Services and schedule a free estimate. When you call, there's no obligation to buy. Just schedule a time to meet that works best for you. Let me say that again. From now until February 28th, when you have Any Hour Services install a new furnace and air conditioner, we'll give you $2,022 off whichever system you choose. Call Any Hour Services right now to schedule a free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Home is a feeling, but your house cultivates it. With the help of energy-efficient appliances, you can feel more comfortable, which gives you freedom to be comfortable. Appliances like a smart thermostat will manage the climate of your home. A dual-fuel heating system's efficiency will conserve energy, and a tankless natural gas water heater will save you money monthly. Plus, the Dominion Energy ThermWise program offers rebates to support it all. If you don't know where to start, start with a home energy plan at ThermWise.com.
Okay, that's good. Whoa, Dave!
Sorry, I'll go grab some paper towels.
You can't let Dave pour things. He works at JCW's. They fill stuff up past the brim over there, like their milkshakes. They're thick, rich, and oh my gosh.
Delicious?
Oh no. Dave's filling up Crystal's car for her.
Dave, stop.
Hey, this is Clark. JCW, stop into any of our 5 locations today. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW we believe in quality and a lot of it.
KSL News Time, 12:24. The BYU Cougars are back at home tonight and expecting a big crowd. But tonight's game comes with some new pandemic restrictions. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
The Cougars will host the San Diego Toreros tonight at the Marriott Center in a game that will determine who remains in second place in the West Coast Conference. But also starting tonight, BYU is implementing new restrictions because of the Omicron surge. Fans will now be required to show full proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of the game. Masks will also be required. For those not attending, of course, you can hear all the action right here on KSL News Radio. The tip is at 7. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Beyond Meat is partnering with PepsiCo to create a plant-based jerky. The joint venture is called the Planet Partnership. They say they'll launch the jerky in the next few months. Believe it or not, they already have some competition in the vegan jerky market. El Salvador might start offering low-interest loans that are backed by Bitcoin. The country is the first in the world to accept Bitcoin as legal tender, and analysts say El Salvador wants to start offering these loans to support the growth of small businesses. Disney is expanding its push into the streaming world. They're trying to tap into more worldwide subscribers, and they've just named Rebecca Campbell as the leader of this new international initiative. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 205 points. That's more than a half percent, sitting at 35,233. S&P 500 up by 30. The NASDAQ up by 123 points. Utah Jazz are in a funk. Donovan Mitchell didn't play last night because he's recovering from a concussion and his presence was missed. The Jazz lost at home to the Houston Rockets, who are in last place in the Western Conference. This is the sixth loss for the Jazz in 7 games. The Jazz's next game is tomorrow here at home against the Detroit Pistons.
The power struggle is pitting state lawmakers against county health departments.
When I talked to my 7-year-old daughter about wearing a mask to school, she personally broke down in tears.
The county's defending local control.
All I'm trying to do is ensure the health and safety of our residents.
It was a very spicy debate between Democrats and Republicans.
Since it's a joint resolution, the governor can't veto it.
Listen 3 and 4 times a day for updates to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
My name is Junior, and what got me to the point to call him Jordan Wilcox is that I kept being harassed by the IRS. I owe the IRS about $50,000.
When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
I kept adding up, and of course, I need food on the table, and I need a place to live, so I couldn't really afford it. A long story short was they're going to take everything from me.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
You know, I found out through Jordan, through my wife. She searched and searched, found him through his 5-star reviews on the internet. It is one of the best things I have, if not the best thing I have ever done.
You need someone to fight for you.
We ended up settling for $1,000.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I almost wanted to cry as soon as they did.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Blowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. Let's get the very latest on your drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
You're good to go if you're traveling I-15 both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways look good, as well as your main secondaries. Earlier accidents have either been cleared or are in the final clearing stages, so we're not seeing any kind of major traffic issues at this time. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Finally looks like we're going to get a break from the smog. Let's get the very latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Well, one more day with the smog here, and it looks like we do get improvement tomorrow. Today, a lot of clouds increasing, and the smog still in play with poor air. Temperatures near 40. Tomorrow, 39 the high, but we've got snow showers coming tomorrow morning. It'll help clear the air. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City, 34 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. The state labor shortage is impacting Utah's disabled community. Advocates say people are getting neglected. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live at the state capitol with more. Paul?
Maria, Utah's unemployment rate is still hovering around 2.1%, but workforce service officials say even if all of the 50,000 people actively searching for jobs got one, there would still be open jobs that cannot be filled. And representatives from several different agencies are holding a press conference inside the Senate building right now, explaining how that people with disabilities, some of them are going without food, they can't get basic care, and some are even being kicked out of their homes because they just can't get the services that they need. And some of them actually say that this is caused by the state not giving them enough funding to pay the workers competitive wages. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We are getting an update on a shooting in Draper that happened overnight. Draper Police Lieutenant Dustin Willie says the victim left the scene of the shooting with a few other people from the house, then headed to the hospital. Police say she's now recovering from her injuries and has since been released from the hospital.
There was one person on scene that was taken into custody, and the victim had fled and was at the hospital when off.
Lieutenant Willie says the suspect, John War, is now in custody. KSL's top national stories this half hour. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol is seeking information from former President Trump's eldest daughter.
The committee wants testimony from Ivanka Trump about conversations involving her father before and on January 6th. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson said Ivanka Trump was in the Oval Office and observed a conversation her father had with then-Vice President Pence about stopping the electoral vote count. The committee also said it wants to ask the former president's daughter about the multiple requests she received to intervene, an attempt to persuade her father to stop the lawlessness.
That is ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. President Biden is meeting today with his infrastructure implementation task force. He says they will work to fix the nation's supply chain issues.
When we start moving stuff faster through our ports, when bridges don't have weight restrictions, when there's less traffic on our roads because there are more roads to travel on and people aren't backed up bumper to bumper, and more capacity in our rails, that's how we resolve the supply chain problem.
The president also says work is underway to modernize the country's roads and bridges after the passage of the bipartisan infrastructure package. Utah has one of the highest numbers of COVID cases per capita in the U.S., and everyone wants to know if we are close to a peak in this Omicron wave. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris reports.
Some University of Utah health officials are hopeful the Omicron wave might be approaching a peak, but Dr. Andrew Pavia with the university says there's no way we can really know. He says it could be a false peak, and COVID cases are underreported since more people are using at-home testing kits. Pavia says even if we do reach a peak in Omicron cases, there could be another variant around the corner.
Other University of Utah health officials say even if COVID cases do plateau, it'll take longer for hospitalization rates to go down. Another unruly passenger is in trouble after a plane had to be diverted back to Miami. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
This time it was American Airlines Flight 38 cruising over the Atlantic Ocean heading from Miami to London when American says a passenger on board refused to wear a mask and then became verbally abusive. 2 hours out of Miami, the Boeing 777 turned around back to Miami. The flight was ultimately canceled. 129 passengers on board did not fly to London. Miami police were waiting for the possibly drunk passenger when the plane landed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new study from the CDC finds Utah ranks at the top for residents who are physically active outside of working hours. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly breaks down the results.
The amount of hiking trails, ski resorts, and national parks in the Beehive State may account for how much adults move in Utah. The study found just under 82% of adults participated in running, golfing, gardening for exercise. Only Colorado residents had a higher activity level than Utah. Adults in Kentucky reported having the least amount of activity outside of work at 67.5%. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:34. And coming up on KSL News Radio, the justice on the Utah Supreme Court is leaving the court. We're going to go in depth with KSL News Radio's Boyd Matheson, the host of Inside Sources, coming up next. And we'll have a look at your noontime drive.
Pretty quiet on the roads, crash-free and delay-free. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Mandates.
State lawmakers wrote in that a joint resolution can overturn a county's health order.
Hear the very first word on KSL News Radio, Utah's All Day Companion for News.
Look at the shower. You see a problem?
I know what the problem is.
What do you see?
Low water pressure.
It's a dribble.
It's more than a dribble.
And what's it say on my shampoo bottle?
Rinse and repeat.
How can I rinse and repeat when I can't even rinse in the first place? What? We are calling Repipe Specialist.
I'll go call a plumber.
No plumbers and pay twice as much? Uh-uh. We're going to fix it now by getting Repipe Specialist to repipe the whole house.
You're right.
Oh, look. Someone forgot to flush.
I did not. No,
that's
don't.
Another reason. Leaks. I'm tired of leaks.
Got leaks or low water pressure? Want to prevent future problems? In 1 to 2 days, Repipe Specialists can repipe your whole house with new copper piping or PEX tubing for about half the price of a plumber. No more leaks, no more dribbles, and you get a lifetime warranty. Call 888-583-6988 for a free in-home estimate. Plus, pay no money down with no payments or interest for a year. That's 888-583-6988. Call today, 888-583-6988, or visit repipe.com.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour. The state's labor shortage is having a negative impact on Utah's disabled community. Community advocates are trying to do something about that. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson will be following that story for us throughout the day. KSL News Time, 12:37. A justice on the Utah Supreme Court is leaving the court. Associate Chief Justice Thomas Rex Lee says he expects to step down in July. Joining me live is Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson. And where is this going to leave the court?
So this will actually leave the court with two vacancies now. So that will be a very interesting thing for the governor, Spencer Cox, to be thinking about. That's obviously an area where a governor gets to put their imprint on the highest court in the state of Utah. So there'll be two of those slots open again in July. And, of course, Justice Lee brother of Senator Mike Lee, so the Lee family, a name that has popped up on various Supreme Court lists over the last 5 or 6 years. And just a really important part of the course. He'll have a real legacy, I think, in terms of the bench in the state of Utah. His writings, his focus on so many things that have been really had influence, not just on the Utah Supreme Court, but on courts across the country, including the Supreme Court. His ability to write and articulate kind of the text of the law is just really an extraordinary gift that he's had and that will be sorely missed on the court for sure.
Yeah, is there one specific case that really stands out for you, Boyd?
I don't know if there's one specific case, but I will tell you one specific trait from Justice Tom Lee that I think is underappreciated and is becoming a lost art in our country, and that is the art of listening. He is one of the most extraordinary listeners I've ever seen. And for a judge to really sit and listen intently, to be totally present, and to not just hear words and phrases, but to get down to meaning and intent, that's a real gift. And it's actually a gift, I think, that he developed from his father, Rex Lee, of course, who was Solicitor General to the United States. And really interesting, many people think of Rex Lee, and they think of his time at BYU or his time as Solicitor General, where he talked a lot. He had a lot of opportunities to speak. And yet most of the images you see of Rex Lee, including the statue on the BYU campus, is of him listening. And Justice Tom Lee picked that up, I think, from his father and one of the extraordinary listeners and a good model for all of us to listen just a little bit better.
I know you're going to have much more coming up on your show, but what is the process to fill this vacancy?
So the governor will put forward some names, and then there'll be hearings, of course, in the Senate on Utah's Capitol Hill, and they'll go through that process, similar to what we see on the federal level. Of course, we always make a big deal about the Supreme Court nomination and confirmation process. It's very similar here in the state of Utah.
All right. Thank you so much,
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming up at 1 o'clock.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.